The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus took Peter, John, and James and went up on the mountain to pray. While he was praying, his face changed in appearance, and his clothing became dazzlingly white. And behold, two men were conversing with him, Moses and Elijah, and who appeared in glory and spoke of his exodus that he was going to accomplish in Jerusalem. Peter and his companions had been overcome by sleep, but by becoming fully awake, they saw his glory and the two men standing with him. As they were about to part from him, Peter said to Jesus, "Master, it is good that we are here. Let us erect three tents, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." While he was still speaking, a cloud came and cast a shadow over them, and they became frightened when they entered the cloud. Then from the cloud came a voice that said, "This is my chosen son. Listen to him." After the voice had spoken, Jesus was found alone. They fell silent and did not at that time tell anyone what they had seen. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
In this transfiguration, Peter, James, and John saw Jesus not as they saw him, but as God sees him. And if you listen to the reading, it says that his face changed in appearance. If you remember all of the post-resurrection stories, nobody recognized Jesus. Mary Magdalene thought he was the gardener. The disciples on the way to Emmaus walked the entire way, never recognizing him, so that somehow after the resurrection, our appearance changes, and the same happened to Jesus. When I was at the parish in Palm Springs, at the early morning mass every Sunday, there was a woman who came in. I would have guessed her to be about 50 years old. That mass was not well attended, and she sat in a section over here where no one sat around her. And I remember that she sat down. She always had her head down. She had a red purse in her lap. She never stood. She never knelt. She never came to communion. She just sat there. And week after week, I would see her out of the corner of my eye. And I said to myself, boy, there's something weird about this woman. And one Sunday after Mass, a couple stopped me and asked me, "Father, do you know who she is?" And I said, "No." And they said when she was a young woman, she was an absolute striking beauty. And she said her husband looked like a matinee idol. And when they came into church, everybody just stopped and looked at what a handsome couple they were. They had two little children, a girl who was 3 years old and a girl who was 5 years old. And one night they were out somewhere, and coming home, a drunk driver struck their car. The husband and the two daughters were killed. She had about a year of rehab and recovered physically, but this woman said to me, "But Father, she's never recovered emotionally." And here I am looking at her and dismissing her as a wacko, when instead I should have seen her as God sees her, someone who is utterly broken, for whom every moment of life is pain, and who will probably never again know joy. I think we all do that. And maybe Lent's a good time to just try to pull ourselves back and see one another not as we see them, but as God sees them. Amen.